Every year, several thousand adventurous souls set out to hike all 2,190 miles of the Appalachian Trail. But this year, because of the coronavirus, thru hikers have been advised to put their dreams on hold. Some have refused. And as Susan Sharon reports, that has created tension between those who want to push personal boundaries and those who say there should be limits for public safety.
Back in March, the Appalachian Trail Conservancy, which manages and protects the trail from Georgia to Maine, made an unusual decision.
We asked people that hadn't started their hike to postpone it, and we asked people who were on the trail to please leave.
Sandy Mara is president and CEO of the Conservancy, who says even before COVID-19, there were regular outbreaks of other viruses in crowded bunkhouses and shelters. Hikers often don't have access to soap and water for days at a time, so hygiene can be a challenge. There were concerns hikers would infect each other or spread the virus in rural towns where they stopped to pick up food and supplies. Overnight facilities and privies along the trail were closed. But then came a tremendous flood of day hikers in more populated areas, trying to escape the confines of their homes.
We started getting reports of overflow parking lots, people parking on highways, parking on private land, tons of people driving into these small communities. A lot continue to disregard even the basic guidance of having masks.
At that point, everyone was asked to get off the trail because of the inability to socially distance on the crowded, narrow footpath. Mara says managing the surge of day hikers continues to be a struggle in certain states. But that's not the case in the tiny town of Carrotunk, Maine, where Greg Caruso has noticed a big drop in the number of people coming through. Known as the ferryman, Caruso's job is to safely transport hikers across the swift-moving Kennebec River, which can rise several feet in a matter of minutes when water from upstream dams is released. Caruso's canoe is the only sanctioned means to cross the river. There's even a white blaze on the inside that officially marks the Appalachian Trail.
Last year, I took 280 people across the river between Memorial Weekend and July 1st. This year, I've taken 50, but I don't know what to expect. Maybe there's people starting now.
In a typical year, only one in four hikers who plans to complete the trail actually meets the goal, about 1,200 people. Mara estimates that this year, less than half that number will finish. Zach Chen of Poughkeepsie, New York, hopes to be one of them.
In my head, it's like, as long as I can social distance and not have too much interaction with the public, with the locals, and it should be okay.
At a rest stop near Baxter State Park, Chen, who goes by the trail name Eager Beaver, said he first tried to complete the Appalachian Trail in 2018. Then he fractured his foot and had to give up. In March of this year, Chen got back on the trail again in Georgia, a few days before state-imposed shutdowns and quarantines took effect. By the time he arrived in North Carolina, he says hostels were closing and hikers were being told to go home. That's where he says he had an unpleasant encounter with a postal worker.
Pretty much yelled at me for hiking and really putting people's lives in jeopardy.
Chen says he rented a car and headed home that very same day. He waited until July before trying again. This time he's going in reverse from Maine to Georgia. But for those who stayed the course, there was harsh criticism from the online trail community.
We did hear that right at the peak when everything was getting worse. People were throwing around like grandma killers and like stuff like that.
Really
we were
bad.
Like, well, maybe don't go that far.
Kristen Glennie and Mary Schotkowski, both from Maine, finished their hike on July 4th. Along the way, Schotkowski says they were confident they could follow CDC guidelines.
When we went to town, we would feel like we were being safer than the residents there. We were masking up, we were sanitizing and seeing, like, do we feel like we can follow these directions well enough? And, like, we did feel like we could.
Really, until we got several weeks in, it wasn't that big of a thing here yet.
On July 4th, as they prepared for their final 15 miles of the trail, North Carolina natives Drew Miller and Dustin Cornegie say they're feeling good but tired. The two quit their jobs before beginning their months-long odyssey on February 29th. Cornegie says they briefly discussed giving up.
We debated it. I mean, I know for me personally, I put so many other things in life on hold to come and do the trail. And this was my one chance to do it, so I was not going to stop. I mean, that's what it came down to.
But northbound hikers who were a few days ahead of Miller and Carnegie faced one other obstacle. The Appalachian Trail officially ends at the summit of Mount Katahdin in Maine's Baxter State Park, and the park didn't completely open until July 1st. So several people essentially sneaked in to do the climb. And that created more hard feelings when they posted online pictures of themselves doing it. Paul Renaud runs a hostel for hikers in the nearby town of Millinocket.
That puts a bad mark on the trail community. And that's just saying, no, you can do whatever you want. Don't listen to anybody.
Renaud's business is off this year because of the coronavirus. But he says there's one silver lining. The more remote stretches of the trail have been given a bit of a break. And thru-hikers who are just finishing now say that's made their experience even more worthwhile.
I don't know. To me, we're living our best lives right now. It's been nice to have most everything to ourselves.
Dustin Carnegie says it will be strange leaving the Appalachian Trail to return to a world in the midst of a pandemic. And plus, he says, his wife will want him to find a job. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Susan Sharon.